We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. A senior student at Waverley College has spoken out about anti-Semitic culture at the school that has seen abuse hurled at passing members of the Jewish community, Nazi salutes made in corridors, and teachers abused for their heritage. The student also claimed the handling of the expulsion of six Year 9 students over a hazing incident in October this year was being viewed as a debacle both inside and outside the school. The student, currently at the school and who chose not to be identified, said while there was a debate over how the hazing incident had come to be and what was involved, there was no doubt about the anti-Semitic culture by students at Waverley College, which is located in the heart of the eastern suburbs, which has a huge Jewish community. The student said Waverley College has a strong culture of anti-Semitism and it is concerning. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. The ACT Director of Public Prosecution, Shane Drumgold, is calling for a public inquiry into the conduct of police during the investigation of Brittany Higgins's rape claim in a bombshell letter that alleges interference in the criminal justice process as asks police not to contact her. Just days after leaked documents revealed that police complained of political pressure over the decision to charge former Liberal staffer Bruce Lerman, a letter Mr. Drumgold wrote to the ACT Police Chief Neil Gangor on November 1st has emerged. The DPP wrote, "I am of the view that at the conclusion of the trial, there should be a public inquiry into both political and police conduct in this matter."
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
We'll be back after this. David Warner's manager has made bombshell allegations Australian players were given the green light to ball tamper in Test cricket. It came as an emotional Candice Warner opened up about how Cricket Australia's drawn-out process into her husband's leadership ban review had put her family through hell and even exposed their young daughters to disgraceful abuse from cricket fans. Warner's manager, James Erskine, said in an explosive interview on SEN Radio that Cricket Australia had messed up the entire process around Warner's punishment, starting with his lifetime ban being handed down without scope for an appeal to now undertaking a review process that threatened to expose the full skeletons of what transpired more than 4 years ago. And King Charles and Prince William were set to hold crisis meetings after the release of Netflix documentary Harry and Meghan, as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex vowed they were only just beginning. Senior palace aide to Prince William and Catherine planned to binge-watch the three-episode release of Volume 1 overnight for a rapid response to any damaging allegations of mistreatment or racism. While the royal family has not commented on the documentary, their household insiders have been leaking to British media that they are prepared to break the royal tradition of silence to respond to Prince Harry and Meghan's promise of more revelations. And those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph for updates and breaking news throughout the day. Take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.